Hi, thank you for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Joining us on the show now, we have political scientist Wong Chin Huat. Good evening, Chin Huat. Now, after what we saw what happened today in Dewan Rakyat, has Perikatan Nasional essentially sealed its legitimacy, in your opinion?
No. What we see is just the opposition failure rather than the government success. Because this is just only the second reading vote, and it would have to face the committee stage, and then there is a third reading vote again. So Muhyiddin is not out of the vote. But what we have seen is a very disappointing show put up by Anwar Ibrahim.
Why do you say that? He made a case for himself and for the Pakatan Harapan, you know, being attentive to what Tunku Zafrul was saying and therefore responding to it. I mean, last minute, no doubt, but still, do you not, are you not persuaded by his argument?
No. I think, let's be frank, the opposition have two goals. One is actually to reject or to force amendment to the budget. So that's a technical ground. And the other, of course, is by rejecting the budget, overthrowing the government, the larger goal. And so if Anwar wants to do this, he would have to be consistent. And today, the situations that what we learn through some news is that because the UMNO defection is not happening, therefore he pulled back. That is really a bad argument, as what I learned. And because ultimately, you should actually push for it even that you're not going to win. And this argument about making concessions from the finance minister and therefore you should pull back again, it doesn't make sense. Because ultimately, if you're going to vote for, you can vote against it. And if you're going to lose, you still have a chance. So I think most of all is that his position in the past has been signaling that this is the chance going to not just reject the budget, but also to overthrow the government. How can you change, turn around? And it makes the entire opposition look completely disorganized.
Could I ask you and venture perhaps a different opinion? I mean, if the opposition had, in fact, say, rejected or supported the bloc voting, what would the optics have been that they didn't support the allocations given to farmers and to the fishermen?
They could actually have two things. One is that their choice is to reject it and make a clear case up if they lose. If then they will make a case to explain and say why, because they have better options. And the other option is just merely to abstain. So to show that the government has a smaller majority. But by voting yes and then later claiming that we have voted no in voice vote, that is very unintelligent. And you expect your audience to be as unintelligent as you are.
Chinua, do you think the shape of Malaysian parliamentary politics is changing in some dramatic way, and that what we're likely to see, not just in this round, but for the foreseeable future, is a very, very volatile, uncertain process in Parliament where you will have battles fought at every level instead of, you know, these singular moments where you pass the budget or not?
It is a good thing, yes. This is going what we're going to see, and it's a good thing because ultimately it means that the parliament really played the role as the body that controls the government purse. And instead of letting the government having a final say of whatever budget to be passed. So this is a good thing. And from now on, we can see that we would expect the budget to be more reasonable. Otherwise, it stands a chance to be voted down. Mm-hmm. And I would expect some of these things to happen in the committee stage, that motions to be tabled to challenge it. And if the government resists these motions and get defeated, then the government majority will be called into question.
Okay.
But I want to...
Sorry, if I may interrupt, if I could get you to very quickly explain what you're expecting to happen during the committee stage. I mean, are you expecting partial defeats when it comes to the budget in the committee stage?
Yes. I would expect that the government likely would suffer some defeat if they do not go along with reasonable motions. For example, for JASA, the finance minister offered to cut it to half, but we know that Thorat MP has filed a motion to have it slashed. So when that put to vote, and we have to remember there are 30 ministries waiting to be to have their budgets approved. So what are the situations that if the government MPs do not have enough number and they get defeated? So the simplest way was for the government to concede and make a compromise, and then because that even you change your budget, you survive. You're not stretched. However, if you resist and then you get defeated, then you'll be seen as a partial defeat, and the Prime Minister would be obliged to table a motion of confidence in himself to clear the doubt.
Chinua, do you think the whole question of defeating the government of the day, replacing it with a new government or previous government, if you like, is that agenda really come to an end?
I think no. The reason being that this government is threatened not only by the opposition, but also because it's ally, UMNO, has not really been giving Muhyiddin full support. So any time they would pull back and then the government would lose. The only way for Muhyiddin government to look very secure is to reach out to the opposition, strike for a confidence and supply agreement, so that if any time is alive or rebels in the party decide to pull its leg, it will still survive. Then this is not happening yet. And going back to the potential partial defeat in the committee stage, if Muhyiddin refused to table motions of confidence in himself, the opposition can then legitimately vote down the budgets on that reading. But I want to stress one point. The reason why opposition is so much into trouble is because that they did not even bother to set up a shadow cabinet to table a shadow budget as in the past for the public to know that they actually have a better plan. What we are seeing is that the opposition so keen to grab executive power that forget its first role is to play an effective and competent opposition's job.
Right. Chinua, thank you so much for those insights and sharing your thoughts with us tonight. We appreciate it. That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching, and good night.